I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Wednesday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Jeff Orlowski on the other side of the glass. I see intern SVP over there. I'm sure he's just wrapping up his Bill Michaels duties and he'll be on his way. I don't know if we have another intern or if it's an empty backfield for Jeff Orlowski, but we got a lot to get to with you between now and 5:30, including at 3 o'clock, get into some Bucks talk. The Bucks might be getting disrespected. Giannis is definitely getting disrespected. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll see just how confident you are about the Brewers' chances in the National League and out of the gates. We want to start with some Brewers talk and ask, would you be heartbroken at this point if the Brewers don't get Manny Machado?
Before we get into all the Manny Machado stuff, I said we wanted to go over some of the other stuff that's been going on today.
That's right. You did mention that. Sorry.
You forgot about all that.
I did forget of that. That was an hour ago.
It was a while ago.
You can't expect me to retain information for an hour. There's been multiple things going on. Rumor activity this morning.
Okay, so this is what we've got going on as of right now, and I'm sure you probably heard Tim talking about it. I'm guessing he talked about both things on the Bill Michaels show. The first one, of course, is from Jim Bowden, the former general manager, who tweeted out pretty much the potential deal of Corbin Burns, Keon Brooks, and Orlando Arcia to the Orioles for Manny Machado, and then put in the tweet that it's not confirmed. Okay, fine. So he heard it from somebody, I'm guessing not in the organization, and he hadn't had a chance at that point to call somebody in the organization to confirm it, whatever the case may be. Now, we do know from previous reports the Brewers did not want to put Corbin Burns into a deal, that they were keeping Corbin Burns. So maybe that ends up being Luis Ortiz with Broxton and Arcia or something along those lines to get the Machado deal done. Then comes another report later, this one from John Morosi. John Morosi's tweet says, source, Brewers Twins have engaged in trade talks. For now, Milwaukee more focused on the middle Minnesota infielders, Eduardo Escobar and Brian Dozier, than Lance Lynn, although the Brewers did have talks with Lynn as a free agent last winter. And those were the latest ones that I had seen prior to coming in here. Now, I have been off of Twitter for the last hour or so, so I very well...
I was on Twitter for much of the last hour.
Could have missed something.
So I don't think we missed anything. I think that's the latest.
All right, so there you go. So that's where we are at this point with the rumors going around about the Milwaukee Brewers and what's going on. Another pitcher out, by the way, Bob Nightingale tweeting, John Lester will not pitch in the All-Star game as he will now pitch on Sunday instead.
Nice.
So he is now out. So that's where we're at. For me right now with these rumored deals, it doesn't appear like they're going after a pitcher. Does it appear to you they're going after a pitcher?
I mean, Lance Lynn was mentioned in that rumor there, but not in any serious sort of way.
Not that they're talking to him.
Right,
it says
exactly
that they're talking about middle infielders, and they just threw out Lance Lynn. Morosi did because they did try to get Lance Lynn, according to reports, last year.
No, the vast majority of the rumors, actually all the rumors that I've seen regarding the Milwaukee Brewers as we approach the trade deadline, less than three weeks away right now, has been position players.
They've decided that there's not a stud available for a reasonable price, and they're going to try and make this lineup really, really good. That's how I've read it. I don't know how everybody else is reading it, but that's how I read it right now. Now, we'll see how this whole thing plays out. I'm not a Brian Dozier fan. Not. Escobar, I guess, maybe. I haven't looked to see what his numbers look like this year. But I'm definitely not aboard the bandwagon of Brian Dozier. He's not having that great a year to begin with.
It's an upgrade.
And it's a rental.
And it's a rental, but it's an upgrade.
How much of an upgrade is it over Brad Miller? Tell me.
I think significant.
In what aspect?
I think he's a better player than what you've seen from him this year.
What's going to change? He's switching leagues on top of it. So not only are you not playing well in the AL, now you're coming over to the NL where you're going to have to face guys that you don't see all that often. That's all I'm saying. And as far as Eduardo Escobar goes, his numbers aren't horrible. 275, 330 on base, 14 homers, 54 RBIs, 523 slugging. So I'd rather have him than Brian Dozier if we're going to
I would take either one.
Where we want to go.
I think either one is an upgrade.
35 doubles already. I think he leads the league in doubles with 35.
I don't know what the price tag would be for a Brian Dozier.
I'd much rather have Escobar.
As a rental, I'm not giving up that much for a Brian Dozier.
No, I'd rather go.
Which is what's appealing to it for me. It's an upgrade, I think, like I said. And I'm assuming you're not going to have to give up nearly as much as you would in a Manny Machado trade.
Do you think they replace the shortstop and the second baseman and are just done with it? Do you think they get Machado and then one of these two on top of it and replace the middle infield?
That'd be tough to do. That'd be tough to pull off between now and July 31st. And I think you've got...
I don't think so. I don't think Escobar and Dozier are going to cost that much. And based on Machado's... The package I read on, that's not a lot. Right?
No.
And if they're saying we're not giving up Burns, but it'll be somebody else, you're not going to have to give up... Well, you better not give up a top pitching prospect for either one of those two guys.
No. And I think they're satisfied with the production that they've gotten out of Graffinino and Miller, the combination of those two guys. You're not going to have an all-star at every position. You're not going to be the Golden State Warriors of Major League Baseball. That's not going to happen. There are some positions where you're going to have the Graffininos and Brad Millers of the world. That's the reality of any good baseball team.
But if you're the Brewers, you don't have to think that way. There's just no reason to. If you have an opportunity to get two of these guys, then you get two of those guys, right? You add Machado, and then you add... Look, yesterday I said Machado and Adam Jones. Do that, and then tell me how good this lineup is. If you're the Brewers, why not then add Machado and Escobar? Or Dozier, if you're... I don't want Dozier. Escobar, I'm good with. So, if you get Escobar and you get Machado, the middle infield is completely redone. And now you go with that. And Escobar's got some pop in Miller Park. That should play just fine in Miller Park. And he's a better defensive player. I think everybody's a better defensive player than Machado, according to defensive rating you said the other day.
Yeah.
So he's a better defender than Machado, too. To me, I'd do it. You have nobody at second base that you're going to be heartbroken over. Keston Hira is not here yet. And this Escobar is a rental. So you're not stopping Escobar. Escobar's not stopping Hira from playing the next two or three years.
Right.
Right? You have nobody at shortstop other than Dubon, and he's out for the year. So who cares? Rent both positions, and then next year, if Hira is ready, which Rami thinks he might be ready next year, if Hira is ready
I think
next
his bat's
year,
ready now.
Yeah, but the rest of them may not
I know.
Be. Physical, that's the issue, and that's why I don't know if he's going to be able to play second base, but we'll see. So if Hira can play second base, maybe Hira and Dubon are the middle infield next year on opening day. That's a huge step for Hira. I don't know if David Stearns would be okay doing that, but maybe that's what you do. But there's no need to think about that now. Right now, you got to figure out what middle infield helps you get to the playoffs and compete for a World Series. That's what you have to consider right now. And if you look at Adam Jones' numbers, Adam Jones' numbers aren't that much different than Escobar's numbers this year.
Right.
They're really not. So you don't necessarily need an outfielder per se, even though he would be an upgrade over what you have defensively for sure. But offensively, that's going to help your lineup almost as much as Adam Jones is going to help your lineup, if not the same.
So you'd be satisfied with that?
If I get Escobar and Machado, I'm happy.
No, I was talking about Escobar and Dozier.
No. I don't want Brian Dozier. Haven't I said that five times?
Yeah, but I thought you were saying you could...
If you swing
the trade for Escobar and Dozier is part of it. No, you're not saying...
I don't want both of them.
I misunderstood.
No. Machado and one of them. So I'm saying Machado and Escobar in the middle infield, and we play with that going forward.
I get the sense that's why we have the question down. Would you be heartbroken at this point if the Brewers don't get Manny Machado?
Because I played into that, huh?
Yeah, I get the sense that not just you, but much of Brewer Nation is putting all their eggs in the Manny Machado basket.
Which is awesome because...
As far as their hopes for what the Brewers will do between now and the trade deadline,
right?
You guys are putting all your eggs in the Manny Machado basket, and I feel like... It's gonna be not for the team. I'm not saying this about the guys in that clubhouse, but I feel like if July 31st comes and goes, or sometime between now and July 31st, Manny Machado is traded to a different team, I feel like it's gonna be a real gut punch to a lot of the Brewers fan base at this point.
Well, I just think that if you first of all, nobody thought they would even be in a conversation for him. Because Stearns has talked about not liking Reynolds.
Right.
So, A, nobody thought they'd actually be in it. B, nobody actually thought they'd be serious suitors for him. And everybody's saying they're one of the two or three teams that have the best chance of landing him at this point versus what they have available and what Baltimore wants. So it's a real possibility right now. So that leads you to dream and write out on pieces of paper what this thing's going to look like if you get Manny Machado. And I'm fine with that. And then if you add Escobar on top of it to give you another hitter in that lineup and give you a good defensive piece in the middle infield, man. Because again, it doesn't appear they're looking for pitching. But this goes, see, to me, again, you saw Burns pitch last night.
Yes.
Okay. Burns, even though his ERA wasn't all that good because they pitch in Colorado Springs, but if you look at his road ERA and everything else, dude's a stud, right? He's probably going to be a number two pitcher in a rotation is my guess. And Peralta's probably going to be somewhere around there too. Why not just put him in the rotation, right? Why not just put Burns into the rotation and see what you got?
Probably for the same reason that you're not seeing the Brewers' name come up in a lot of trade rumors for starters around the league. I think they're okay with what they have as a starting rotation. I think they're fine with it.
We don't know yet if Burns would be an upgrade. I think Burns would be an upgrade to this rotation. But if you add Burns and Peralta in this rotation, which they're both going to be in the rotation next year, I think it's safe to say, right?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so Burns and Peralta both in that rotation next year to go along with hopefully Jimmy Nelson if he pitches again. So those three at the front of the rotation with Chase Anderson and Zach Davies or Chase Anderson and Junior Guerra.
Chasen.
Oh, I forgot about Chasen.
He's in the rotation next year.
They're going to end up having a trade pitching. That's what's going to happen. They got too many guys.
Yeah, that's not ever a problem.
Davies, Guerra, Chasen, Suter.
Chase,
Jimmy Nelson, Peralta, Burns. They've got eight guys for and Wade Miley.
You
got
to figure out
nine guys for five spots.
You got to figure out the minor league options among those guys, but you never have too much starting pitching because no staff goes through 162 game season without some injury problems and needing the cavalry to come in.
Right now, you could trade a pitcher or two at the deadline to get you maybe another bullpen arm to help that bullpen going down the stretch here. Nobody's talking about them trading starting pitching, but if Davies can ever
get... I'd be surprised if they did.
If Davies can get back on this mound and give them a couple of starts and look pretty good, why not? Why not, Zach Davies, to get you another reliever?
He won't be back till after the All-Star break, at least.
Right, but the trade deadline's not until August 1st.
It's the 31st.
So you got 2 weeks.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. If he comes back after the All-Star break and gets you a couple starts, why not maybe move a Zach Davies to try and get you another bullpen arm to really solidify that bullpen on the backside?
Maybe in the offseason, once they're convinced that Burns and Peralta are ready to go and ready to add to this rotation on a full-time basis, maybe then you start talking about trading some starting pitching.
But we're saying Burns isn't in the rotation right now anyhow.
I can't do it right now. Yeah, but he's valuable.
Burns is in the bullpen.
If they're going to keep him there, he could be a potentially valuable piece to that bullpen. He could be the Josh Hader of this year.
And that's what I'm saying. You could trade Davies, add another bullpen piece on top of what you already have. I think you have a chance to build an unbelievable bullpen with one more good quality arm out there that is solid to go along with Burns, Hader, Taylor Williams,
Jeremy Jeffers, Corey Knebel.
I mean, you can get to the point then where you can have Burns as a two-inning guy one day and then Hader pitches the next day. Burns and Hader can just rotate as that two-inning guy going forward. And then Taylor Williams can pitch on those days with Corbin Burns, and now you got two legit guys on those off days when they're not pitching, and then you just roll the dice with Dan Jennings and see what happens.
I'm glad you're... I don't know if I'm misreading this or not. I'm glad you're not putting all your eggs in the Manny Machado basket, or are you?
There's just not another person that's going to have the impact on this team as much as Machado that's available.
Would you be heartbroken?
Who else is?
If the
is there another player?
Don't land Manny Machado at this point. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Is there another player out there with the impact of a Manny Machado? No. No, there isn't.
It's got the biggest impact of anybody available at the trade deadline right now.
And that's nice to have, but do you necessarily need that?
Yes, if you're going to go to a World Series.
Let's discuss right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Tim Allen popping in.
Hey, hey.
Open invite for Tim Allen.
Sweet. Gary's not here today. You can do the Big Show too if you want.
What's up? That's right.
You're going to be here anyhow.
We're asking the question right now. Would you be heartbroken at this point if the Brewers don't land Manny Machado before the All-Star break? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. You say no, Tim?
No, it depends what else they do. Okay. They're going to do something.
I'm glad you have a level-headed approach to it, because the last few days...
Hold on a second. Just
what?
Stop. Just,
what?
Can I interject?
If you must.
Because he said that so flippantly, like, oh, duh. But let me explain something to you quickly, Mr. Allen. Big Brewer guy. The amount of impact that an Escobar or Dozier is going to have from the Twins versus Machado is not nearly the same amount of impact.
Not comparatively.
Not even close, right?
Not comparatively, no.
If you add Cole Hamels, I don't think that's going to have the same impact either. Cole Hamels is a middle-of-the-rotation guy this late in his career. That's not. J-Hap, I don't like it at all. I don't want him in a Brewers uniform. But same thing. He's not going to give you that type of thing either. If you looked at his last few starts, he's blown up. So for me, the biggest impact player on the market right now, you are one of like three teams that have a legit chance of getting him. You've got all the pieces necessary to get him. If you don't get the biggest, best thing available to you at the deadline with the best record in the National League and a legit chance to possibly go to the World Series, yeah, I'm going to be heartbroken.
I applaud the effort. I do.
We don't know the effort.
Well, that's the thing. But, okay, so it's Machado or Dozier, Rodney, and Familia.
Machado versus anybody. I'm taking Machado.
I don't know.
And we were just talking about it.
How about Hamels, Dozier, and Jeurys Familia? Now, those
two
three.
Of them. You're saying two of them?
Three of them. Get all three.
Oh, get if they get all three and they couldn't pony up for Machado, I'm going to lose my mind. Going to lose my mind. That's what's going to happen. Because we were just talking. It doesn't appear they're in on any relief, any pitchers at all. We haven't heard them really attached
one rumor
to
about
any
that.
Pitching.
No.
So, okay, fine. Then I said yesterday, you may or may not like this because it's a little extreme, but if Machado isn't going to cost that much, and I don't think it's that high of a price based on what we're seeing, right? Then why not get Adam Jones too while you're there?
Get something with Machado. Right? Why do we cut it off at Machado?
Hey, look, you can have Burns. And you can have somebody else in our farm system, but I want Jones too.
I want some other guy too, yes.
And then somebody goes to me, well, where's he going to play? The outfield. You're going to have Yelich, Kane, Jones, the best defensive outfield in baseball, period, not even close. You're going to add him to the lineup, and then Braun is off the bench, and Thames is off the bench. You have two power bats off the bench, one from the right, one from the left. They both can play corner outfielder, first base. Aguilar can play third if something happens with Shaw.
I still say that's going for it
if you get Machado and Adam Jones.
If you get
Machado and Escobar, that's going for it. You redo your middle infield and you move forward.
How about Braun? And again, we heard that pop up, was it at the on deck or whatever? Him playing a little second base.
I can't see it.
I think he would be a butcher there.
You think?
You're sacrificing a lot of defense, man.
Can't be worse than third base.
No.
He can't be worse at second base than he would be at third?
He absolutely can. Worst
he was
third baseman
at third.
Possibly in the history of the Brewers
organization.
Yeah,
but now you're asking him to have range.
He was so bad, he won't even consider even going back there to take grounders.
I know, but now you're asking him to have range.
To a degree.
At least be a little more active.
If his bat is Braun's bat, then I don't care about the range. I'll sacrifice some defense at second if he's Braun.
They're doing that with Thames in the outfield. Have you seen him play outfield?
I told you forever he's brutal in the
outfield.
Yikes. He has no business being out there.
He looks just uncomfortable out there.
He's a DH. That's what he is.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That's probably the best spot for him. Although he plays a pretty decent first base. He's not a bad glove.
Yeah, he's okay.
Over at first base. So I think he could be a first baseman in the National League. That position is currently taken, though, by Jesus Aguilar, who will find out in less than an hour if he's going to make the All-Star team.
I'd be heartbroken over that, too, if he doesn't make
it. No, I think he's in. My prediction is he's in. Because, Tim, the last couple of days, listening to Sparky and on Monday, Baby Tausch was telling me he spent basically an entire evening in his basement with the whiteboard coming up with all the different lineup combinations that he could come up with Manny Machado in the middle of it. It seems to me like a lot of Brewers fans are putting all their eggs in the Manny Machado basket as far as acquisitions that might happen in the next 3 weeks. And if it doesn't happen, it's going to be a gut punch. Not for the team. I think they know what's going on here. But for the fan base, I think for a large portion of this fan base, it's going to be a gut punch. And I think you have the right approach. That, yeah, it'd be great to have Manny Machado, and that's probably the greatest improvement that this baseball team could make. But as long as they're making some improvements between now and the All-Star break,
just improve them.
Maybe they don't win the bidding war for Manny Machado, but they do something else to shore up second base, or like you talked about, maybe adding an arm or two to the bullpen. It doesn't have to be Manny Machado, does it?
They are doing well the way it sits right now. I mean, after all, they do have 55
You have the worst
wins.
Offensive production out of shortstop in baseball, I think.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
And catcher's right down
there,
too.
Is there a bigger impact than one of the best offensive shortstops?
I just said there isn't a bigger impact.
Versus your worst at shortstop, and you're telling me Brian Dozier is going to get me excited. No, it's not.
I don't know. Did you see his numbers a year or two ago, man? They were off the charts.
Oh, do we get to go back and play a year or two ago with Brian Dozier, or does he have to play today?
Everyone has a down year, and maybe that's just it for Dozier.
So let me see if I got this right. Everybody has a down year. Are we done with that down year yet? Or is there a couple more months left in his down year to finish?
His down year?
Yes!
Yeah, no, well, this will rejuvenate him.
Oh, right. Going against pitchers he's rarely ever seen.
He should go on a tear.
No,
he
no.
wants to run the gauntlet.
No, I don't want Brian Dozier.
Don't you think he's seeing the gauntlet saying, man, I want to be part of that?
Yeah, sure. Hey, tell me this. Can you come up with another time back with Braun, Field, and all those guys where they were the best record in the NL at the break? Or the best record in baseball, best record in the NL at the trading deadline?
Yeah, maybe not with that group.
And that group was good. Especially with Greinke. They were good that
2007,
year.
They were 24-10. Yeah, 24-10 through the. But after that, I don't
they
know.
They evened
if
out
it was,
to like closer to 500, didn't they?
I don't know, man. They hung in there, I think, till the All-Star break, but I don't think like this. I mean, you're looking at right now as we speak, let's see, 6 games left. If they go they go 500 the rest of the way out, just 500, which it's hard to believe that they would, right?
Right.
They're 90 wins.
Uh-huh.
500 from this point.
Right.
So win a couple here, go 5-6 games over, they got a shot. Just based on what we know now,
96 games.
Mid to upper 90s.
Right. And a chance to have home field throughout the playoffs.
But that team of to the south of us, that team's a good baseball team, guys. They are. This is going to be a mad ride. It's not going to surprise me. This bounces back and forth throughout
the
next few months.
You need Machado. That's it. I mean, that's it. You're trying to secure this. The biggest fish you are right there for. I know Tim Allen.
And they're in on it.
I know Tim Allen as much as I know anybody. And you could say, fantasy sports isn't like real sports, Sparky. Okay, fine. Tim and I have heard that our whole lives. This is what I know about Tim. Once Tim sets his sights on somebody in fantasy football, he's going to give the farm to get him until he gets him.
Just
go
get him.
Just whatever it takes, you're going to get him. If you think it makes you a Super Bowl team or potential dynasty, whatever, Tim's going to go get him one way or the other. All I'm saying is in this situation, if you are this close for Machado, I'm assuming he's willing to push chips in if he can get another piece from another team and bring him in together.
With somebody else.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. So that's maybe
really
he's telling Baltimore, hold on a second,
I'm
Machado. Let me get back to you. Now he's trying to work a deal involving different players with Minnesota to get one of those two knuckleheads to play second. And then he calls him back. All right, I got this deal done. All right, I'll do this deal. Fine. Let's go. And then you get both of them, and your infield is totally redone.
This is what happens when you compete for a pennant.
I love it.
Isn't that crazy?
It really
You're
is
You're finally
fun.
Saying it right. Now they are competing for a pennant, legitimately.
Yes, they are.
Right. This isn't a playoff race. This is a pennant chase because you legitimately have a chance to win the NL.
Yes, you do. And that you know the odds are bearing that out in Vegas. They're coming down. They started preseason at like 15, 16 to 1 just to make the World Series, not to win it. They were at 30 to 1 to win the World Series when opening day kicked around. Now they're 15 to 1 to get in, and now they're down to about 8 to 1 to get in. That's amazing. It really is. They're a good baseball team. And I don't know if you could make the argument that they're going to go anywhere. Could you? They're not even playing that good of baseball in my book. They're not playing great baseball. Can we all agree there?
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
They're not playing great baseball. They get on great runs, which all good teams do, but they're not a great baseball team yet. We'll see what Stearns does.
The numbers say, if you buy into the analytics and everything else, and you look at run differential and all the numbers that baseball people put a lot of stock into, the Brewers shouldn't have the record that they have right now.
You're right.
Based on the production that they've had to this point in the season.
That's counsel and some fight in that team.
Absolutely.
So now put some additional talent around
right.
them. Oh, then, hey, who knows, man.
But you don't have all your eggs in the Manny Machado basket. You'd love to get it, but you're satisfied that they're in the running, and as long as they do something between now and the trade deadline, you're going to be okay. As long as David Stearns shows you he's taking this run seriously
yes.
and does something to improve this baseball team,
yep.
you're going to be all right, even if it's not a guy with Machado on the back of his jersey.
Yep. It's well stated.
That's a much more level-headed approach than I would expect from Tim Allen. I'm not going to lie.
He just thinks they're closer to winning this than I do. I think they need another impact player. And you don't have one in a pitcher unless they sell the farm. And they're going to have to sell the farm to get DeGrom or Syndergaard. So unless they're willing to sell the farm for one of those guys, or if Bumgarner by some miraculous deal comes available, okay, unless you get one of those top flight pitchers, these other clowns that are available, they aren't huge impact guys. They're not much better than what you got now. We were just going over this yesterday, stats-wise. You realize the Brewers right now are 10th in starting pitching in baseball, 6th in overall ERA in baseball as a staff?
It's outstanding.
Okay. Hitting, they're 13th in baseball, runs scored. So, again, and I'm not saying if you don't have a chance to get a stud, get a stud. My point is, there aren't really any studs available unless, again, you go to the Mets or the Giants and try and sell the farm to get one of them.
All right, fine. Go get Machado. Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, Tib's not going to argue about what they give up for him, right?
No, not at all.
Whatever they give up for him, you're good with.
Not at all. I do think, though, Corbin Burns is here to help this team win games.
Yes.
He's not here to showcase.
No, I don't think he's here to give some other guys in the bullpen a break like they've done with some of the other guys who have been on the shuttle back and forth to Colorado Springs. He's here to find out if he can help this team win baseball games in the second half of the season and make a playoff push.
Oh.
Special stories, special season.
Here's a tweet from Chris. If you look closely, Manuel Arturo Machado is a bona fide diva. He'll only play shortstop. His way or the highway, BS for a rental. What happens if Shaw goes down? Who mans third? Machado, of course, but he won't do it. Our clubhouse is good as is. Go out and get Jed Lowry.
Jed Lowry ain't on the trading block. The A's have won 17 of their last 22 games. Mm-hmm. They're not selling anytime soon.
Did you see how they lost last night?
I did.
Though?
That's incredible. Crazy. That was one of the most ridiculous endings to a baseball game that I have ever seen. Did you see that?
No.
So I don't know who the batter was.
I saw
was.
The it's, Francona screw up with the bullpen.
That was crazy too. The Astros and A's are playing. It's tie game, 11th inning. I don't recall who the batter was. Do you, Tim?
No.
Okay, but it's a little squibber out of the box, and it looks like it's going to go foul, and it has some crazy spin on it. So maybe 5-6 feet from the plate, it spins back into fair territory.
Lucroy picks it up.
The runner starts to come out of the box and does the old ole and backs up from the tag. The ball, for no good reason, just pops 2 feet up into the air out of Lucroy's hand. The runner goes taken off down the first base line. Lucroy goes to throw to first base. Into right field, run scores, game over.
You know why that happened?
Skims off the batting helmet of the dude, you know, and goes into right field.
Oh, did it go off the batting helmet?
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what happened.
What?
That's the old suitcase injury coming back to haunt.
That's right.
That hand still hasn't recovered.
That's right. When he punched Randy Wolf, was that the rumor?
That's your rumor.
I was just talking about the suitcase.
Tim
Allen theory. Okay.
No, a caller. Right. I don't know where I got that.
Okay. Would you be heartbroken? Would it be a gut punch if the Brewers don't land Manny Machado between now and July 31st? 414-799-1250. You can tweet
My
us
God.
At 1057 FM The Fan. What?
A lot of these people don't even want Machado.
I'm seeing that too, and y'all are crazy.
A lot of these people don't want any rental player.
We'll hear from them.
In general, just no rentals.
Tim, you want to stick around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool.
I'm here,
awesome. So. Grab a set of headphones.
So,
we're going to take some calls right after this.
These guys don't want to win. Is that what I'm understanding?
I don't know. Well,
they value prospects.
They don't want to win.
Let's hear them out
you
right
must
after this.
Show patience.
Maybe they have a good point.
They don't want to win.
They probably don't.
You
it's the Wendy's
Brewer
Big
fan
Show.
And not want to win.
We'll be right back. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Is Tim Allen coming back in the studio? Or
He's outside partaking in some activities with Jeff Orlovsky.
Okay. All right.
Take that as you will.
All right. Well, he might stroll back in here. He has
a
very level-headed approach to this whole Manny Machado
thing.
When
last time you said that?
I don't know. That's why I was very surprised by Tim Allen when I asked him the question that we're asking you right now.
This 3-on-3 league is the senior league.
Would you be heartbroken if the Brewers don't land Manny Machado at this point? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Yeah, we got the big three league up on one of our ABC audio video flat panels here in studio. I swear to you, I knew that Michael Rapaport, the actor, was involved in the big three. He's a sideline reporter.
Yeah.
And I looked up at the screen.
He's horrible.
And I see a guy.
Scalabrini.
Taking a shot. And I was like, whoa, they put Michael Rapaport in the game? He went from sideline reporter to player? But no, it's Nick Scalabrine.
Brian Scalabrine.
Excuse me. That is not Michael Rapaport.
Sean Stevenson. Ugh.
Tim Allen's back.
There are a bunch of guys in this thing.
And now we're going to take your calls at 414.
Boozer?
799-1250. Yeah, Carlos Boozer.
Boozer's out there?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch old people play basketball,
turn on Fox Sports 1 right now.
They
have to get Kobe, man.
They're not getting Why would Kobe waste his time with that nonsense?
Kobe, they have to get Vince Carter.
All right, Kobe will waste his time
if he gets a cut.
You're wasting time now.
Get LeBron.
Let's go to Phil.
If he retires now, that would be a get.
Let's go to Phil in Cedarburg. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Phil, is it going to be a gut punch if y'all don't land Manny Machado?
No, I mean, the gut punch would be if we give up too much for Manny Machado. I know Sparky's always had this thing. He loves the Marlins approach, which is you gut your farm system to take a one shot. But the fans, we actually like to see a team be good year after year.
When did you see that? When did you see that again?
Sparky, I've been listening to you for a while. You love that approach.
No, I'm asking you, when have you seen the Brewers be good year in and year out in your life? When?
I think they are right now. They were good last year. They're good this year.
Oh, 2 years in a row does not mean anything. I mean be good year in and year out like the Packers, the Cardinals, like that. When have you seen it?
Two World Series titles.
Right, but this guy doesn't care about World Series titles. He just wants to have a chance to be at 500.
No, that's not true, Sparky. I want to have a chance every year. We who knows? We might have had a chance every year had we not gutted it for Greinke. Had we not gutted it for
Sabathia.
Sabathia.
Yeah, those were both horrible times.
Yeah, you're doing it for a half a year, Sparky. I mean, so you have a half a year and then you stink for the next 3 years, 4 years? I'll tell you right now,
if you get a World Series ring this year, we can suck for the next 10. I don't really care. I want a World Series before I die.
That makes no sense to me, Sparky.
It doesn't have to. It's your opinion. I'm 42. I've watched 40 years of mostly crappy baseball. I want a World Series before I die. That's all I want. If that's not a big deal to you yet at this point of your life, that's fine. For me as a Brewer fan, going to County Stadium and watching them suck there forever, and then going to Miller Park in year two and having over 100 loss season and watching them suck there, I've had my fill of watching them suck, just like the Bucks. No difference there, and no different with the Packers, knowing that eventually they're not going to have a Hall of Fame quarterback, and that run's going to stop, and then everybody's going to be looking back going, boy, how did we only end up with 2 Super Bowl rings? Same thing.
Sparky, we're not the Yankees. We can't build that way. We can't just give away our farm system for one guy.
Every way they've done it hasn't worked. You don't get these opportunities. How many times in your lifetime have they been the best record in the NL at the All-Star break?
Actually, I just came across a stat from ESPN Stats and Info. Brewers' 55 wins are the most they've had before the All-Star break ever.
Right, but treat it like a year when they have 40
There's 6 games left.
Don't do anything different or extra special because it's no different than last year. Right?
You just said they got the best record in baseball.
Who have they in the NL.
To get on this team? They got the best record in the NL. Why would you want to upset the apple cart here? You got a bunch of good young guys. And I'd rather see them bring up one of these young guys for the stretch run. Bring up that stud hitter you got in Double A.
You don't have any.
Yes, you do.
You don't have any. Keston Hira can barely throw the ball to first at this point.
You don't have anybody.
There is no Braun. There is no Fielder. They don't exist in this farm system.
Phil, thanks for the call, buddy. Don't be a stranger, all right?
I like Phil.
I do, too.
We just disagree.
I know. But
you're fighting the fight that I fought last year.
But I'm going to take up for Phil here a little bit. You say if they win a World Series this year, you're okay with sucking for the next 10 years.
And at least I get one in my lifetime.
I understand that.
You didn't think you were going to get one for the Cubs?
Let me finish. Calm down. I'm not Phil. I understand that thinking. And I almost any team that I root for, if you gave me those two choices, I'll take it. I'll take the championship and we suck for the next 10 years.
Right.
But it's not. That's not. That's not the choice that's on the table.
He brought up the Marlins option and how I like the Marlins option.
Yeah, but
you're right.
Just because it worked for the Marlins doesn't mean that it works for everybody who tries that. Manny Machado gives you a better chance at winning a World Series at the expense of possibly
Keon Broxton, Orlando Arcia, and Corbin Burns.
I'll finish this thought eventually. Manny Machado gives you a better chance of winning a World Series at the potential cost of hurting your chance to contend in the coming years.
No, get out of here.
Right, exactly. I totally agree.
I said potential.
Get out of here.
But prospects are often bust. Prospects often don't live up to potential.
That's what we're saying.
Exactly. I know. That's what I'm saying. But getting Manny Machado doesn't guarantee a World Series. It's not a choice of, well, do we win the World Series this year and suck for the next 10 years? That's not it. The more swings you have at it, the better chance you have of winning a World Series.
Yeah, we really miss Zach Jackson, too.
Prospects don't always turn out. More times than not, they don't. That's why I was very careful in choosing my words at the potential cost not being as strong a contender for the coming years.
It's a better chance to make the deal, then, based on what you just said.
Yes.
But, Rami, what you're missing here is, and I love you because we've disagreed on this for our entire lives.
Yes.
You're happy making the playoffs and having a swing at it. Okay, fine. But look, in most years going into the playoffs, you know what you are, right? They weren't going to the World Series last year with that Brewers team. You knew what it was. You knew they weren't good enough to beat the potential contenders in the National League. That probably wasn't going to occur. This year's team has a legitimate chance to come out of the NL. They haven't had a legitimate chance to come out of the NL since the Greinke team. That was the last time with Fielder and Braun, and everything was going right. This is the best chance they've had since then. So this isn't just let's get in as a wild card and hope to win our wild card game and get beaten in the next round. Because on paper, we just don't have enough to compete with these guys.
Aren't you impressed, though, Stevie? I am really impressed with some Brewers fans that are so dedicated that they follow those prospect lists and they follow the minor league system.
More so now than ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so much more over the top. I mean, we had to beat our head in. We were thanking Jim Powell for the down on the farm report years ago.
That's when Braun was coming up and Fielder and all those guys. You know, and it's funny because what really is Brinson doing this year? What really is Monty Harrison doing this year? What's he hitting this year? What's he hitting? Joe's in here. He hasn't looked. What is he hitting? What is my guy Diaz hitting this year? Has anybody went and to look to see? Because there were a lot of people that were mad about it. Monty Harrison is hitting .238 with a .322 on base percentage and .396 slugging. That's what he's hitting.
Can't be afraid to move some of these guys. You can't be afraid to.
I'm not saying you should be afraid to.
Diaz right now is hitting .232 with a .356 on base percentage and .384 slugging percentage. And Brinson sucks at the major league level. So, I mean, those are three of the four guys that you gave up in that deal, and none of them so far. It's early. They all can get better,
that's
obviously.
That's different, though. That's a little bit different because Yelich was far more than a rental.
No, what I'm saying is we freak out about giving up these prospects. Like, Monty Harrison had a big year last year, right? And I jumped on the bandwagon. I've been on the bandwagon because I think he's an unbelievable athlete.
I'm still a fan of his.
Right.
I don't care what those numbers say.
But now you translate to this year, and he goes right back into the tank again. Diaz is in the tank again after he had his one big year a couple of years ago. Again, Tim always says it, and I fight with him on some guys, and I fought with him on those two guys. Man, no, I think these guys are legit, dude. I think these guys are legit. And Tim always says, you just don't know. You don't know until they actually get here, and then we find out. Because Tim is, and I'll never let this go either, because Tim is guilty of the Matt LaPorta is going to be a Hall of Famer, Stevie.
That's right.
You'll see. Watch. He's going to be a stud. And he was the biggest condescending jerk in the world. But he's retired. He's out of baseball.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yep, you just can't be afraid to do it. Look what the Cubs did. Gleyber Torres.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that paid off. But you can't knock them for taking the shot at it when it's time.
I wouldn't knock the Brewers for doing the same thing.
I would talk to a lot of Brewers fans, like our Phil guy that just called in. I would just ask this. What's the difference in moving a few prospects now when you think you have a chance than moving a few prospects in 2022 when you think you have a chance.
Here's one from Brandon. Says, is Manny going to push us over that edge, or is waiting another year for pitching to blossom? Hader, Burns, Peralta. Can't jump on one guy and in 3 months expect a World Series. Look at CeCe. Didn't happen with him, and he was historically great that year. Right. But Sheets got hurt that year, and Gallardo was hurt that year and came back at the end. And Rami read off that pitching staff. That pitching staff was garbage.
Brutal.
That starting pitching staff was garbage. Supon, Dave Bush, all those guys, all over four ERAs. Seth McClung, horrible. If you look at this pitching staff, now, grant you, there's no CeCe or Ben Sheets, okay? Agreed. But just overall, then, ERA-wise, this staff is much better than what they had.
Why
this
is it
bullpen is much better than what they had.
Why is it okay in 2 years to trade a handful of prospects?
I'm not saying collectors,
I don't know. At some point, you have to do this, do you not?
Yes.
Not necessarily, but there are more optimal times than others to pull that trigger.
Okay.
David Stearns.
If this isn't one, I don't know what is.
That's the choice for David Stearns to make.
But no, it's a choice for the owner
right.
to make.
You're
the
right.
question right now is, would you be heartbroken? Would it be a gut punch if the Brewers can't land Manny Machado? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. More of this discussion when the Wendy's Big Show returns. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Tim Allen sitting in until Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt comes and picks him up to go get some lunch.
Let me tell you about my friends at Dietz and Watson.
No, Gary's out today.
Oh, okay.
No Gary today.
No Leroy either, huh?
No Leroy either. No, he's up in Green Bay.
Gary, you need to understand a defensive coordinator.
Well, I guess they're both here.
Yeah.
We're asking you right now, would you be heartbroken? Would it be a gut punch if the Brewers don't land Manny Machado before the All-Star break? I feel like you've put a lot of your eggs in that basket, Brewers fans. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's go to Mekwan. Get in, Jim. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know what? It would not be a gut punch at all, because I think what's going to have to happen is they're probably going to really request Burns to be in that deal. And in my opinion, he's going to be something to the nature of Ben Sheets. He's got that kind of stuff. He's got the pitch repertoire. He's got the demeanor. He's got the size. I could easily see him being a number two in this rotation. Now, my biggest problem with throwing Burns in is the fact that next year, well, let me take a step back. When we were talking about Brewers baseball in January, we were not saying, you know what, that rotation of five is top-notch. We all were scratching our heads wondering how the heck we're going to put this thing together, even though we got Yelich and we had a pretty good offense on paper. Next year, I do not think half these guys are going to be pitching out of their minds like they are now. If you lose Burns and you only rented Machado and you only maybe made it to the second round of the playoffs, you didn't get it all the way, because we're not just Machado away. We're another pitcher or two away as well. Next year, you're sitting at, you lost your top pitching prospect in an organization that can't produce pitching prospects as it is. And you're relying on the same pitching that you had last year, because the value of pitching is so expensive now anyway in the free agent market. You're probably not going to spend there. I just don't think for the rental price, throwing Barnes in is worth it. You throw in Arcia, Ortiz, Broxton, hell, throw in Ray. I don't care who you throw in. Just don't throw in our top two level prospects, so Jubihura and Burns. That's my
What opinion. If you got back with Machado, however, a top prospect in their organization?
I don't think that'll happen.
Well, why wouldn't you add to it, at least attempt it?
Because they're trying to rebuild. Why would they be giving up prospects when they're trying to start a rebuild?
Some reports were saying they wanted some major league ready players.
That's true. I have heard that report.
Yeah, I would get a prospect back, I would do it. I just don't think that that Baltimore's gonna unload on their prospects. They're trying to get some back in. But I mean, my point here in the end is, don't give up Barnes. If you want to give up anybody else.
You mean Burns?
Burns, yeah, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Burns. You mentioned it before earlier. There are no five-tool prospects in this organization. There is no new Ryan Braun coming out,
nope,
for Prince Fielder. So you got a bunch of good talent, maybe some that might rise to the cream of the crop level, but just throw in anybody. Just don't throw in our top two, in my opinion, for a rental player, and especially the value,
yep,
of pitching that in the free agent market next year, if we don't make the World Series, which is the goal, we all want to have that goal, we're relying on these same five. Maybe, you know, Nelson comes back and we get Davies back to normal health. But
all right. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Sam,
appreciate
do you think
it.
Jimmy Nelson's going to pitch this year?
It's becoming more and more unlikely.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, surprised. And I'm not checking.
Brewers lineup is out. Thames, Kane, Yelich, Aguilar, Shaw, Saladino at short, Perez at second, Nottingham catching, Peralta pitching, and again, only 2 minutes to go according to my clock for you to vote. That's it. Are they going to announce it at three?
I think so.
I know the voting closes at three, but
it closes at three. I don't know how long it'll take for them to tabulate votes. You would think it's a computer program.
Yeah, it's digital. They don't need to like sit there and count ballots.
I'm a little concerned that they didn't. I'm a little concerned that they sent out an email saying Aguilar's in the lead, Segura's in the lead, but they don't give you numbers.
Nope.
A little bit concerned about that. I'm a little bit concerned about the fact that Muncy from the Dodgers is already in the home run derby. No, he's not an all-star.
Do you think the fix is in? I think it helps. I think it helps because people, if it were close, then you'd have a bunch of people running to vote.
Right.
For the second, third place guy.
I agree.
I think it kind of helps them.
Well, I hope
they might think it's a foregone conclusion. On this, you know, this trade season, David Stearns, we're going to find out. And we did last year to a degree. We're going to find out whether he thinks he has the ability to win a World Series or to get to the World Series by what he does and how he handles this thing in the next 20 days. We're going to find out because if he – here's the gut punch. You guys were asking gut punch. To me, it's not about Machado. To me, if he doesn't do a thing and he picks up an Anthony Swarzak again, that's the gut punch for me. That means he has underestimated. Well, and again, I'm not in the negotiating room, so maybe sometimes things don't pan out a little bit. But I mean, then he thinks that all of
go all in the way that you guys are asking him to go all in. And by that, I mean giving up a handful of top level prospects for a rental. Maybe rentals are just not something that's in David Stern's MO. That could be it.
Well, wouldn't be in conversations with Machado.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, there are exceptions to every rule.
Someone
in return with Machado.
And he wouldn't be talking to the Twins because both of those guys are rentals.
Also true.
Escobar and Dozier. So
also true.
Either he's doing this or Antanasio is telling him you need to do this.
Which is a possibility.
That's also a possibility.
Well, I
don't know which one it is. It doesn't even really matter at this point. But
Does Mark have any wedding receptions coming up at all? Because he cuts deals.
I would have to imagine he's going crazy right now. Because last year, you didn't get the starter, and you barely missed the playoffs. This year, you're better than you were last year. You have a chance to win the NL and have home field throughout. You have to think he's telling him, dude, you
got
to do something. We are not going to just sit here and not do anything again.
Flexible money here. If you need some money, I got some cash here. Whatever you need, let's get something done.
We'll keep this discussion going with full phone lines asking you, would you be heartbroken, gut punched, if the Brewers don't land Manny Machado before the All-Star break. It is 3:01. That means closing has voted for the final vote on the NL All-Star ballot.
I just tweeted, big flex in Milltown. I personally voted 2,110 times for Jesus Aguilar.
Good old KS, our Throwback Thursday curator. Yeah. He was playing a game last night. If Jesus Aguilar does this, I'll vote this many times. If he does that, I'll vote. He ended up tallying up over 2,000 votes.
Nice.
Over the course of the game.
That's insane.
I think we did it.
You think so?
I think so.
I hope so. We'll take more of your calls at 414-799-1250 on Manny Machado when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.